Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Russell Cain. This is Man Baggage, and I can tell you my man baggage is bulging with viscous insights that I cannot wait to pour into the ears, dear listeners. I'm buzzing this week, buzzing like a housewife's toy drawer, like a bee on a Barocca. I've got two amazing guests. Each week we talk about different things. We can go anywhere from why is there such a high male suicide rate to should I shave the bit between my balls and my arsehole? Can you please stop sending me that question, please? I don't know whether you should shave your perineum. I don't think there is an answer. It's probably something you should discuss with a long-term partner. Last time I checked in, it wasn't on the government website. Next to amber and red list advice is whether you should shave your bumhole, lads. Please stop asking me stuff like that. I don't have the answers. The jury's even out on chests. Some girls like a smooth peck, some don't. Some don't even like a peck. Some just like you to be rich and have a personality. Stay out the gym. Read! Anyway, today is all about excitement. What a fucking topic. It's something I'm permanently in a state of. When I was born, I had to be checked over by the obstetrician because my hands were clenching in and out as there was clearly something about me that was like, give me some life now. And everyone's been late since I was 25. Careful, you're going to burn out soon. When, twats, when? Anyway, whose brain am I diving into today? We need a man brain. In the days before someone ate a bat and we were in the studio, I would have had maybe two or three blokes and be grilling them, but we'll have to make do with one. But he has about 8 billion% personality, so I think he can help. It's Finlay Christie, a funny bloke, comedian. I'm sure you've seen his TikToks, Instagram, funny videos, but how analog are you taking this career, Finlay? Are you more, if you could press one button and be like TikTok superstar or be stand-up superstar and you could only have one button, which button would you press? Because I get asked that all the fucking time.
That's a good question, though. I mean, I love stand-up. Obviously, stand-up is amazing because you get that instant reaction. It's not, I mean, you're just watching numbers go up on a screen on TikTok, so it's not the same. I think probably much prefer stand-up, but TikTok's nice. I mean, you can reach more people that way. It's sort of a thing. Yep. That's the business side of it, isn't it? You've got to build your audience. You've got digital comedians now.
I've travelled from the other way. I was sort of quite a successful analog comedian, trophies, and I was doing quite well. And then I started doing these rants on Facebook. That took off. And then about 6-8 weeks ago, maybe even longer than that, someone's like, "You need to join TikTok." And I was like, "I'll be shit on TikTok." Boom, 250,000 on there. So like, I'm now pursuing that a bit. And the shit, what's dispiriting is the shitter one with the lowest production values. You know, you see YouTube stars. This is my new Canon that I spent $8,000 on with 4 billion pixels. If I shoot one like that, it does nothing. If it's me in a car using my dash light and my iPhone that needs upgrading, it might do 800,000. Therefore, don't waste money on lights and cameras if you've got something to say. Mind you, I probably shouldn't say that to our next guest, Abby Quinnan, who is all about the dance and sequence because, well, I don't know how to pigeonhole you. Should I, Abby Quinnan? You are a dancer, a content creator, media personality, all-round good gal. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited, but I'm absolutely petrified of you both. Because you're just going to grill me. I can tell already.
No. Well, in fact, Abby, I should explain just in case people have drifted here as fans of you. You're very much have the senior role here. You're sort of, I would describe your role as the female auditor. And the reason we need a female auditor, if it was just me and Finlay talking about excitement, it would just be a matter of time to, well, you know, like birds, you know, what girls want. Where you can provide the cool bullshit button. That's basically your job because men with their lower emotional intelligence are quite likely to chat shit quite quickly in any situation.
I'm up for that role. I can do that.
It is your role. So what is excitement? A feeling of great enthusiasm and eagerness. Foreign to me. It also can be a state of arousal. Arousal means that the heart rate increases, the sympathetic nervous system increases activity, and the brain begins to signal the increased production of hormones. When a person is excited, their emotions become more powerful and can affect their decision-making abilities. I mean, that's what was behind sexism for years. Women's emotions are aroused and therefore they cannot focus. Stay at home, darling. We use the word exhilarating to describe more exciting experiences, especially when they involve physical feelings or actions. The people experiencing the excitement are exhilarated. I'm going to go off the bat here, Abby. Do women get more excited than men? Just add in your head every time I ask this, in my experience, because obviously you can't answer for all men, women and all gender fluid people in between. So we're only asking for your opinion, but it's a badass opinion and I want it. And do you think women get more excited than men?
I think it kind of just depends on what it is. Like cars, football, sports, men definitely get way more excited about that sort of thing. Whereas like girls' night out, going for a drink with your girls, dogs and animals, I feel like girls get way more excited about that.
But do you think girls get excited more often? Because I could be on a, I find myself on a lot, quite a lot of girls' nights out being that weird thing, a heterosexual man that can have a conversation. I know there's not many of us. And you could say, oh, my God, you're never going to guess what Dan did at the office. And we would go from zero to, oh, my God, tell me, screaming.
Yeah.
So whereas if I was out at Finley and I went, you're not going to believe what Dave, fucking tell me. Oh, my God, that's outrageous. We might get a bit of eyebrow touching and a bit of fucking hell, Liam, come and listen, a bit of that. But not what I would call pure excitement of jumping up and down. And I feel like women get to that state more often.
100%.
If not more deeply.
I do think you are correct, yeah. I mean, I know my girls, if we've got some gossip, we just get so excited about it.
Or is it, Finley Christie, that just men show their excitement less? That bubbling underneath, when I told you I've got Liam's iCloud's been hacked and you're not going to believe what I've seen, are you just going, show me, while secretly wanting to go, oh my God, show me?
And I think because women are more empathetic than men, I think you're more likely to get excited about other people, stuff that happens to other people. I had a friend, whenever one of her friends would post this on Instagram, she would squeal. She'd be like, oh my God, you know, she looks, this picture gave me a heart attack. Like, I want to have sex with you right now. But like, if, you know, one of my mates posts a picture, you know, we'll comment like, oh, you're, barber deserves the fucking death penalty, you look terrible, you know, it's like you can get excited about other people.
Yeah, definitely. I think us girls on Instagram, oh my God, we hype each other up like we're literally best friends, like we're sisters. It's crazy, but I love it.
So is there a danger of it being a fake excitement? Because, and listen, I'm on all of them apart from Bebo, but is there a danger, particularly for the YouTube generation, that we sort of commodified and we sort of enjoy a sucralose sweetened version of excitement? I mean, whenever I watch, hey, we are the furniture twins, they're not real. Hey, we're two furniture twins. I'm Holly and I'm Wally. Oh my God, this chair, what have I said? You said chair. And it's like, you can't actually find it funny that each other have said chair. You're obviously acting out excitement and amusement so that 9-year-old girls will engage. But it's now you watch children, is this sort of commodified fake version of excitement, a performed excitement. Does it not worry you that might become a thing and replace real emotion, Finley?
Damn, that's a deep question. Well, I think it replaced real excitement. I mean, I think you do have to pretend to be excited sometimes. I think men pretend not to be excited about stuff, which is...
It can be difficult in a swimming pool, can't it?
It's dangerous. Like, if you're talking to a girl that you really like, you have to pretend to your friends that you don't really like her. Otherwise, you're whipped. Whereas girls will pretend to like other girls in conversation. So you've got to find a balance, I think. Pretend to be excited some of the time.
So to just go, which is great insight, but to go to the question, my daughter's 6, for example, yeah? So she's pre-having her own phone and really understanding what the internet is. But she is on treat days and weekends allowed to watch YouTube Kids because the content's controlled and she loves stuff on. Has already started going to her dollies. Hey, morning dollies. Day, I'm going to be organizing my books. My name's Minna, and started speaking in this bizarre, fake, happy way.
Oh, God.
Do you not think the technology is starting to feed the way we behave? For example, out on the dance floor with the girls, I notice less actual excitement now, shoulders down, no one doing anything. As soon as the phones are on, oh my God, a bit of performance excitement. Are we in danger of the same way that sugary, fake processed foods replaced real foods after the war, that we're going to replace real emotions with YouTube and online and processed emotions after the internet revolution of 97? Is that what's happening here, Abby? Please. Tell us.
I mean, I can see where you're coming from. I do see the same thing. Like whenever there's a phone out and you're on a night out, the girls automatically just dance. And even guys as well. I've seen it before. Like as soon as there's a phone out, everyone's having the best time. Like literally they're having the best night out. But really when they're actually there, they're not having such a great time. So I guess it can be quite bad. I mean, I hope it doesn't get worse. What do you think?
It's relationship. I'll tell you what has permanently changed, definitely, Finley, is, and I don't know if we can quite put it in excitement, but we're off on this tangent and I'm feeling it, is performed relationships. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. The more a couple are like, I love you so much. I love you too, baby. Happy birthday, even though I'm next to you. Happy birthday, you too, even though I'm fucking next to you and there's no reason to post this. The more people do that, the more fucked their relationship is. In my experience. So if you feel the need to get, I just got to say something to my wife. She's next to you. Yeah, I know, but I want to type it so that by saying it to other people, I believe it a bit more than I obviously fucking don't. The only one worse than that is happy birthday, dead grandma, who's not even alive. Who are you posting that for? And do you know this kind of performed, I'm just so excited to see my boyfriend tonight post. Are you? Or are you saying it so you can get comments underneath to try and get you to that point, Finley? What is going on here?
Yeah, the thing is, it's for other people. You know that you're lying, I think. But I think maybe people watch back their stories, don't they, to be like, oh, look at the good night I have. It's sort of a way to convince yourself.
Well, that's nice. You made a video. You made a highlights video. But saying, Finley, are you single?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
But saying to your girl, I just want, you know, we've been 1 year together. I've got to tell you, I love you so much. To me, it's more powerful if you went into the kitchen or wherever she is, lounge, and said it to her. Or a hand wrote it on a card and sent it with some flowers. Why does it have to be posted for the mates to see?
Cringe. Because everyone posts everything. So if you don't post it, then your girl might think, well, does he not want to show me off?
That's very true.
Showing off, I suppose. I mean, I'll never forget. It was a friend's birthday, my friend's wife's birthday, a really good relationship with my mate's wife. And I sent flowers. No one else sent flowers. Filled the house with cards and I got a text from my mate, you haven't posted on her wall. She's furious. I sent flowers and I, what the fuck? What kind of topsy-turvy messed up world do we live in?
I know, we have to show it off.
Abby, what gets you excited? Gossip? What are the things that where you were like, oh my God, I'm doing this today? Going on holiday? Any examples are valid.
Definitely going on holiday. What else? Dogs, just seeing dogs.
When was the last time you did what I call the toddler jump? Some adults stop doing it. We're like, I can't believe what you're doing. And you let your feet leave the floor. It's sad. Men stop doing it quite early. Finley, you may have already stopped.
Yeah, no, Christmas 2010, I think.
The last time you did the jump of excitement. I do it all the time to Lindsay. I can't believe we're going Maldives. I can't believe it. I will leave the floor.
I think I still do it.
Yeah, good for you. Physical display of excitement. So you've stopped, have you, Finley? You know, do you not follow football?
That's the thing. I don't follow football, you know, and I think you and me, Russell, you know, these straight men that don't follow sport, it's like, what do we have to get excited about?
Might just the progress of my own guns in the gym. Every time I eat a chicken breast, I know I'm getting closer to that target.
Gains.
Spelt with a Z, please, Addy. And make sure you spell it with it. If gains isn't spelt with a Z, you ain't lifting enough, bruv.
Exactly.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So when was the last time you got excited then, Finley? You seem a pretty cool level chap. Something must have get you to fucking come on. Yes, can't believe it. What is it? A big job? You get a job that's got 5Gs on it or something? What is it?
No, I get jobs tweeting for bloody company. I get these social media jobs that graduates do now. And you do an arts degree. So it's like you convince a company that you know how to use social media. I mean, the stuff I get excited about is like, is social. I'm quite extroverted. So like going to parties, meeting new people, being in new situations is the kind of stuff I get excited about.
You've mentioned Christmas. Have you genuinely lost the excitement of the night before Christmas? Do you get no fizzy belly at all? I've retained that.
Oh, I still remember the Christmas where I realised that it wasn't the same. And I think I was about 10 or 11. And
I'm not saying like, let's all believe in Santa. This is an 18 plus podcast. So if you're a child and I've just destroyed your Christmas, what are you listening to this for? But I'm not saying we should believe in a magical Christmas, but do you not get that? I'm going to put it out there. I still struggle to sleep a little bit Christmas Eve. It's just the thought of giving Lindsay a present the next morning, everyone's faces, all my family staying over, the food, being able to drink at 11 o'clock and it's okay. It's just...
Well, the food is, that's the thing. It changes from you're excited for the presents to you're excited for the food.
But Abby, come on, please, don't leave me with Ebenezer here.
I get so excited over Christmas. Yes. The food, the presents. Honestly, I can't sleep at all. I literally wake up at like 6 a.m. because I'm so excited.
What about new? You're going to a brand new restaurant. What's your relationship status, Abby? Just remind everyone.
I've got a boyfriend. I'm with AJ Pritchard, the other dancer.
So you're both going to go out for a meal and it's a new restaurant. Yeah. Do you still get excited about something like that? I get buzzed. I'm going out for dinner tonight with my mum and my wife and daughter. And I'm like, I'm fucking so like looking forward to that.
I love going out for dinner. Like, it's my most favourite thing ever. Me and AJ, we're both such foodies. So if it's a new restaurant, one we've never been to, we just get so excited. We love food.
It's good to hear. All right. So let me ask you this, Finley Christie. Is there a difference between excitement and happiness? Is there a dangerous difference between it? I.e., if you're a base jumper, a drug taker, or even a fucking stand-up comic like me, I mean, I push what the form can do. Not craft-wise. I'm not that clever or brave. I mean, I want to know, can I do the Gary and Dave Awards with shit sound in a basement? Can I turn that into a good gig? And the rush I get off that, is that happiness? Or is that me having had too much stand-up drug and now trying to break my emotional septum by making the buzz harder?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between excitement and happiness? And is it dangerous?
Definitely. Excitement is, there's energy involved. It's thrill, isn't it? Excitement. It's like you say, it's some sort of danger. I think you can sort of be happy and just be sitting doing nothing.
Exactly.
Excitement is quite physical. It's quite, you know, a male football player after they've scored a goal, just 10 cartwheels. And yeah, that's excitement.
But could you see where it could be dangerous? I mean, even saying, like what the innocent one, like we just said, I'm excited for a new meal. And you can get into problems with money. You can get into problem with your health if you're eating out all the time, because meals out, come on, they're going to be putting more salt, more sugar, more butter, and all the bad stuff's going to be going in. Not the butter's bad, but you know what I'm saying, guys, mixed with salt and carbs, not great. So anything where you're addicted to excitement, I would say I am, and it makes me slightly restless to the point sometimes where I'm watching one movie and then I'm already thinking about the next one I'm going to watch, which ain't right. You know, you should just, you know, let's get to the Temple of Doom. Let's see what happens before we worry about the crystal skull.
It sounds like you've got an excitement addiction. Is that a thing?
Well, I think it is a thing, Abby. I mean, it can ruin health, finances, emotional lives with respect to monogamy. I'm guessing with men a lot who get a thrill out of the chase, even though they're perfectly happily married. Here we come to the thin wedge of the difference between happiness and excitement. Have you ever experienced that, Abby, where you're like, I'm just chasing a buzz here, but it's no longer making me happy? Gambling would be the purest one, I would say, I can think of.
Not that I know of. I don't think I do anything where I get excited that it's dangerous, if you know what I mean.
What about dancing? What about that lift that you shouldn't have tackled? What about pushing a lift that shouldn't be there, knowing there's a risk involved? Have you ever been hurt like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, AJ.
Here we are.
We've danced together and he's dropped me many a times on the stage and I get excited, nervous when I'm about to do it, but I guess, I don't know, I blame it on him because it's always his fault. He's not strong enough to lift me.
You're one of the few girls I've heard laughed about being dropped by your boyfriend.
I mean, I have to laugh about it, otherwise I cry, won't I?
So do you think marketing and social media, we've spoke about how it's sort of making the act of being exciting performed, but does it also make you get more excited? If the internet stopped tomorrow, do you think the type of things that get you enthusiastic and excited would change, or do you think they would remain the same, Finley? How much are you willing to admit you are manipulated by what you look at on that phone?
Oh, 100%. But I also think a phone lets you live a more exciting life. I'm not going to lie, because people say, you know, get rid of your phone, you'd be so much happier. It's bad for your mental health. But, you know, like do I want to be happy, or do I want my phone? There's so much on my phone that makes my life more exciting. I can see anything. I don't really know if a life without social media is going to be more fulfilling.
Well, the next question is, have you ever tried it? Have you ever done a 7-day phone detox and experienced it and felt what it's like?
No, yeah, I tried 20 minutes, but halfway through, I wanted to do like hard drugs. I was just staring at my wall, though. I wasn't like trying to appreciate the trees or anything.
Anyway, there's a good Instagram for trees. I'll give it to you afterwards. It's called it's at Hot Trees. It's all trees that look like they have a six pack. Abby, what about you? Have you ever gone without the phone to compare the difference between your mental restlessness and...
The only time that I've been out without a phone is when AJ went into the jungle and they took our phones off of us. So we was in quarantine in Wales, and like, I think it was like 3 days or 4 days before he was about to go off, they took both of our phones, and I literally felt lost. I didn't know what to do. I was doing so many different exercises. There was a running machine. I was on there for like 2 hours. I've never done that before. So yeah, I definitely felt lost.
But did you say you didn't experience an improvement at all then?
No, I don't think so. Not really, no. Oh,
this is so depressing. I think you're going to say, and then I saw this article, Charlotte Bronte. I didn't know what it was. I just started reading. I'm all the way up to Emil Zola now. So viral content obviously excites us. We respond to content that affects us on an emotional level. Emotion is a part of decision-making and action. Social sharing is the most obvious action. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania conducted a study to answer the question, what makes online content viral? And they found virality is partially driven by physiological arousal. So you feel something when you watch it rather than you just are tickled by it mentally. Content that evokes high arousal, positive or negative, is more likely to go viral. And this is the danger. This is how our politics has changed. Let me give you an example. I work bloody hard on my stand-up. I don't work so hard on my caning rants. I just go, oh, that's in the news. And then I improvise for 3 minutes and post it. I'll admit that. But even that requires a bit of take a breath, try and be funny. I pulled over during the petrol crisis, held my phone up. There's not a joke in it, in my opinion, not a good one. It's just me genuinely losing my temper at idiots panic buying. Highest view I've had on TikTok for a little, I mean, it's like 3.5 million, something like that. Ridiculous. For a shit handheld. I forgot to switch on HD on my phone, so it was in 720p. No light. A virality is people clicking on negativity. And let's put aside positivity. We know people want to see abs and Rolexes and people having a good time. Obviously, we're only human. Or, you know, you might wear a Breitling if you're struggling. But the negative sharing, does that not trouble you, Abby? I mean, it troubles the shit out of me.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone wants to have something in common. So the negative things, like the petrol crisis, I think they all were interested and they all want to have a go at, like, say, the government or whoever it is they need to have a go at about the petrol thing. So I feel like you all come in together and you all want to have a go at someone for it and blame someone, which it isn't necessarily the best way to do it, I think.
But it's being divisive, isn't it, Vinny? I know from what I do. I mean, obviously, I'm just being silly and doing jokes. But if I to post people that feel the cold are inferior to people that don't, which I've done, and post that and deliver it in a way like of hate, almost racial hatred of people who feel the cold, it does really well.
Really?
Yeah, obviously, it's obviously a joke. I'm like, you weak fuckers, how are you still in the food chain? You should have died in the last ice age. Human beings that need their heating at more than 20 degrees should be deported. You know, and people are like, oh, it's being so horrible, and share it.
The great thing about social media is it has the charm of, I just got my phone out to film this. This has just happened, right? This is how I feel right now. There's something raw about that that people really like. So when people can feel how genuinely angry you are about something, especially when it's funny and especially when it's not happening to you,
yeah,
people like that a lot more than if they feel like effort's gone into something.
All right, guys, don't get overexcited because we have to take a quick break. That's the end of part one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.